Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Yeah. We in here. And we out here. Where y'all at? I don't see y'all niggas. Fuck out here.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then just fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money,
we are.
Getting money,
we are. We are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money,
we are. Well, nigga,
I'm hot, nigga. Warwick in the summer, you too old for this shit, Danny Glover. White girl try and get that ass up, I just take the pussy, I don't mask up. I'm deep in the streets, check my waistline. You ain't good in your hood, Trayvon. Chick magnet, pipe drills, I'll game a chick, have her dad thinking it's real. Grind 9 to 5, 7 to 6, got money coming from 95 and 76. I formed a union, 1776.
I'm ballin'.
Frank Lucas in 76. My mind right, my money right, what's up now? I'd rather be stuck up than stuck down. I'm mind blowing, getting paid as time going. It's 45, that's light work. You should see what my mind holds.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then just fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are. We are
getting money.
We are
getting money.
We are, we are, we are, we are, we are
getting money.
We are real niggas.
I'm talking about them racks. I'm talking about them stacks. I need my market swaggin', I just had a swag attack. Rick and Bob be swervin', switchin' through the lanes. Shittin' on my haters, make it rain up on them lanes. They plottin' on my swag, hatin' on my game. I'm stylin' on my enemies, my grind ain't the same. These niggas want my flow, these niggas want my dough. These niggas want a feature, 23 for a show. And if you want some work, give me 3 for a O. Flip around, break it down, then watch them money grow. I break it down, flip around and watch the money go. These niggas talking money, but they don't let it show. I pull up to the scene and I'm killing it. These niggas talking work, but ain't dealing it. So if you got some money, then let's get with it. Cause all my niggas getting it, getting it.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then just fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money.
We are. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are,
niggas.
I get money, couple niggas that owe me a favor. In the kitchen whipping up soda over to my neighbor. Brick it arrow, I'm cooking, got work in the mix. You could wipe her, I just use her, got work in your bitch. Wish a nigga would, I'm fishing for another case. Body after body, all you see is yellow tape. So much money, I can count it, need another safe. Bullet hit your body, you gon' need another face. Get the whipping on that work, I beat it like it's Tina. 45 millennium, but I prefer the Nina. First I bag it, then I pass it like I do a brick. Drop that work and watch it bounce back like I do a bitch. Goddamn, fuck the fame, I want a Lambo. Call me mister, I can fuck your bitch cause I'm the man, ho. I'm turned up, your main chick, she turned out. I kill the pussy, I kill the pussy, you strapped down, but you still pussy.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then just fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money.
We are.
Getting money.
We are. We are. We are.
everybody listening in. Welcome back to a new episode. Shine Radio. Some technical difficulties. I got a message from Blog Talk. So I got a whole bunch of problems going on tonight. But we will have some fun. Either way, shout out to everybody showing me love. You know, we got the Philly Hip Hop Awards coming up. Y'all already know how awards shows go. So, let's embrace the unity. Think positively. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Shout out to everybody listening to that. We're going to have some fun tonight. I got to show some love to my boy Smalls in Your Area and DJ Caution. They have a show this Thursday. It's going to be a Project X Hollywood Bash performance by Mr. Bentley, hosted by Smalls in Your Area and Mava. Y'all already love him. He just turned up all the time. We're going to have some fun, talk to them about the event. Shout out to them going up to Club 1800. This is a little too loud in here for me. So we're going to fall back, chill out. And tonight's topic is real simple. I know it's supposed to be Sammy's birthday, but we're going to save her for tomorrow. Y'all don't know why I'm laughing, but definitely so sweet porn star, amazing, yummy, Sammy Brooks, have fun with me tomorrow. Y'all gotta wait. Tonight, we got a simple topic. Do you laugh at insecure people? Like, is it that, like, what makes them insecure? I don't know. We want to talk about it. Like, I want to talk about everybody. Because I had a crazy weekend myself. My friends had a crazy weekend. And just coming across people who are insecure. That's what I want to talk about. Like, be honest and it can say, oh, worry, I am insecure. But sometimes you have to point it out for them. So that's what we're going to do tonight. Insecure people. First, we're going to talk about it in relationships, then we're going to talk about it in business, and then we're just going to talk about in general, like, general insecure motherfuckers. Like, you're not stopping anything. If anything, you're making us all laugh, like, seriously, seriously laugh hard. Speaking of insecure, like, no, let me stop. But, I want to find out, like, what makes tick? Where does it come from? The sense of, man, you got to act crazy because you want to have some type of power, or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know what it is that makes people insecure, because I've never been that way. Like, certain times, you know, I get a little crazy, just like even in my last show I was talking about, you know, addressing the feeling of jealousy. Like, you know, sometimes as women, we'll be like, hold the fuck up, that's my man, or, you know what I mean, let me smell your dick, but that's like, all right, yeah, that is crazy, but for women, that's average stuff. Now, I'm not talking about that type of stuff, like, we're talking about when it gets to be, like, real, real crazy. And let's say, like, over the top or even unfounded, you know what I'm saying? Certain people, they're acting secure and they don't even have a reason to, because you're not even worried about them in that type of way for them to even, you know, be a factor. So we want to talk about that. Like I said, my special guest will be calling in soon. We'll get a chance to talk about their interview. We shout out to everybody listening in. Definitely, if you want to join in, you have something to say about the topic or anything you want to shout out, you want to give me advice, whatever, just press the number one. I'll definitely open up your mic. But if not, if you don't press one, I'll leave you on mute or whatever. hint, hint. But definitely, if you want to speak up on the topic tonight, definitely press the number one. We're getting this topic of insecure people. I do have a caller. I want to show some special love to one of the first people I got to work with. My girl Lex World definitely has that banging show on Philly DMV High Radio. Welcome to Philly Shine. Can you hear me?
Hey, Ines. How are you, honey?
I'm so wonderful in a great mood. Not the last number.
Yo, I'm ready to go ham. What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Lex Royal. You already know I have to support my label mate. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, insecurity, I'm going to tell you that stuff, whether it be in business or it's in relationships, that is just, it just happens from an insecure person, period. Like, nobody does anything to make them insecure. They're just generally insecure. And as you know, we've experienced that firsthand from a crazy lady that's been in the office. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, I can't help it that your parents made you look that way. I can't do nothing about that. How you gonna hate me? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do? We breathing. That's all we doing is breathing, and she hating on us. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, and then at first I thought it was just me. I'm like, maybe it's just me, you know, because I'm a little different, a little kooky sometimes and everything. But then I heard she was hating on you, and I'm like, oh, she just got a problem with chicks, period.
You know what's crazy? And people were, somebody was telling me about that just a little bit, that certain women have that mentality of, I'm the only one, it is no other person. And that's, like, just damn right delusional. And that's what I even think that it is, because at the end of the day, the more the merrier. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get along with everybody. It's probably just, like, five or six people who I don't fuck with in this whole entire industry covering the whole entire world. And I don't want to put her on that list because she's not that significant. But at the end of the day, stay the fuck away from me. Stop being fake. Like, I'm going to be around you, but just don't be fake. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get it. But I laughed when I saw her wave her flabby arms. I was just laughing.
Yo, I was like, look. I'm like, look, get your weight up, but no, Ma, you get your weight down. Like, can't be mad at us because, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be mad at us because, you know what I'm saying, we don't look like you. Like, I don't understand. You know, and you try to do things to make you seem relevant. And, I mean, it's really disturbing. I feel sorry for men to get in relationships with women that are insecure because it's draining. I feel sorry to have to put up with somebody in business that's insecure because you can't do anything. You understand? We can't even function as a unit. We can't even build, like, black unity because you got women that's just, like, I don't even understand it. Like, I mean, I don't know. I guess you got to be
insecure.
You gotta be insecure to understand it. Yeah, because I mean, it just don't make any sense.
Yeah,
like we all got the same thing.
Yeah, and even we all goals, like as far as energy. But you know, take that kind. I say, bitch, like who you really competing with? Like who? Why are you competing with us? Like, we got our own little entities going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all have shit to do with this. Like, go for the people who really make.
Yeah, and we all in a different age group. We all in a different age group. Like, she old as fuck. So, I mean, like, don't none of my friends know your friends? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just
right.
I don't know. I just can't understand the shit.
You know what's funny? Out of the clear blue sky, and sorry everybody, we're not going to mention her name, what's going on, but out of the blue sky, all of a sudden, you want to switch genres just when I come aboard, and you have so much to say about once I come aboard, you know what I mean? And I wish that I never knew about the stuff, you know what I mean? But even now, where I'm at right now, I'm kind of frustrated to have heard it, you know what I mean? Why do you want to Google
right.
me? Why do you a real name. Why are you worried about? I'm not on a reality show. I don't even have one in the making. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? I would, like, if I had a reality show, I wouldn't give a fuck about nobody. I wouldn't even give a fuck about yesterday. I'd be like, bro. Like, I couldn't bring myself to be that insecure and worrying about it.
Look, I can't even begin to tell you the thought behind it. Like, I don't know. I don't even know about the whole reality show thing, because my thing is, if you were so busy taping, you wouldn't have time to be bothering about anybody else. You know, so, but
that's how I'm beginning to tape it. Yo, you know what? If she got a reality show coming, so do I. But we will talk about this topic a little bit more. And there's some stuff coming up. We have the open mic November 20th at the M Room. Definitely hit me up if you try to be a part of that. 267-539, welcome to Philly Time Radio. Where you calling from?
Hello.
267. Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is DJ Caution and Smalls in your area.
Hey, what's good, DJ Caution? I was waiting for you to call in. I see my girl Lex Roll on the line.
Hey,
how you doing, Caution?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm great.
So y'all got a show coming up, the 20 what?
No, I have a show coming up at the M Room with Glock Aware Radio and Philly Shine Radio. We lost DJ Caution. Let me see. We have another caller from the 404 area code who just checked in. Press the number 1. 404, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Which name were you calling from?
Yo.
Hello.
Some sexy for a name.
What's up, Ice?
Yes. Oh, who's this? The mouth?
Yo.
Don't be calling here disguising your voice. Hello?
Yo.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Are you feeling a tad bit insecure tonight?
Oh, never.
Never.
Never. I got the power.
Oh, that's right. That's what's up. I appreciate everybody tonight. You know what I mean? I wanted to, like I said, show some love to DJ Caution and Smalls in your area. They have Project X Halloween Bash Thursday at Club Status. It'll be fun. Like, Club Status is huge. So I definitely want to show some love to them. Waiting for him to call back. Definitely, like I said, press the number one, Mike, and we can have some fun talking about tonight's topic. Now, I want to take the insecure into a level to where people could relate to, like, have you ever secured a man, and what happened, like, in a relationship?
I can't date him. Well, you know what, I did have one. Yeah, no matter what, I told him how much love I showed him, it wasn't enough for him. He didn't believe it, because you know what, like, you know how everybody got a preference. Like, my preference is tall and dark skin, but this dude wasn't dark-skinned. He was tall. He was really good-looking, but he wasn't dark-skinned. And to him, he just thought that I was just all into dark-skinned men. Like, that's some serious insecurity. Like, damn, I'm dealing with you. We in a relationship for 2 years. Like, you know, and it wasn't until, like, after we broke up, after everything, I'm still telling him, like, yo, I love you. You know what I'm saying? I really do. I still love him. And it's like, now he believe it. And I'm like, yo, you sick. Like, it's been like, what, 10 years later? Yeah, like, you are sick. Something really wrong with you. But, I mean, sometimes, you know, families cause that. You know, it might be your mother, you know, any type of relationship you have in your household growing up that in your development stage that make you feel insecure, make you feel like you're not good enough or whatever. So then when you meet somebody now, I mean, it just crosses over. It's crazy. It's really a sickness. You know, it really is sick. But
I was going to say 10 years he probably needed to learn something. You know what I mean? So he took that time to learn from, you know what I mean, being away from you and really getting a chance to see, you know what I mean? Oh, I was secure, you know? It was,
you know what? I don't even think he learned. So I think what happened was the fact that I continued to tell him even after we were broken up. And then he saw, like, the dude that I talked to after him, and they basically were, like, the same complexion. So it's like, yo, just because I like dark skin don't mean that I'm going to be with dark skin for all of my life. You know what I'm saying? So it was crazy. But, honest, I am so happy that I called in tonight because I got to get all of that nonsense off my chest because insecurity really is, like, it's all over, and it's really disgusting because it's hindering a lot of people in their progress in relationships, business, finances, and everything. But, you know, I love you, but I got to go.
Yeah, go ahead. Handle your business. I appreciate you for tuning in, and that's what you're here for, Philly Shaw. We vent. We talk that shit for real. Thank you, baby.
All right, baby. Bye-bye.
All right, peace. Definitely, shout out to my girl, Lex, joining the show. Like, when I tell you that woman is phenomenal, like, when she hosted the Diamond Spotlight, I was blown by her voice and just her sheer control. Like, you don't meet that many women that have that type of power. So, big up to you, Lex. I don't know who can hate on you, feel the type of way about you or whatever, ever change you, like, stay the same, beautiful mommy. Mwah, kisses. Shout out to DJ Caution back on the line with Chris Smalls.
He's right here. We both right next to each other.
What's up?
Okay. What's up, Smalls? Definitely explain to everybody about this event Thursday and even what you have going on Thursday night at Club Status.
Well, pretty much, this specific Project X is, you know, we still doing, like, the Nickel and Dime Thursdays. It's going to be 5-cent and 10-cent drinks till midnight. But what we've done is we've brought on Go-Go, the porn star, and she's going to be in the building. She's pretty much going to be like in charge of, I guess we doing like $100 for best costume. You know, she's pretty much judging that the whole night, and, you know, along with, you know, taking pictures and whatnot. So, I mean, it's kind of like Nickel and Dime Thursdays, which is also being brought back next week. And the drinks is still going to be 5-cent, 10-cent till midnight. It just technically are personal night this night.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm excited because I even want to see Go-Go fuck me because I met her like 2 years ago, you know, right before I guess she got started with everything. So it'll be great to get a chance to check her out. I actually have porn star Sammy Brooks is going to be my guest tomorrow. She was going to be on today. She has some prior engagements she want to get into. But I definitely want to what you got some of your and get to know you both. You were small, DJ Caution, small in your area. Small, what do they call you for short?
they call me Smalls, pretty much, you know, I got that
so
from
I call you Smalls.
Smalls
right,
will work,
cause I'm,
you know.
All right.
And,
All right, well, let me take this little music break, and we're going to get right back into getting to know you guys. Also, coming up in December is a huge, my boy Big Jig, so definitely look out for that. This is Jig, I'm on my shit. So check this out.
Thank you, man.
Jig, yeah. You know I stay on my man. You know what I'm talking about. Beat my, appreciate the homie, support Big Jig, man. Hey, yeah, what's up, dude?
Turn it, look at my wrist, I shine like a left man.
And then you post him, you tag him, BIGG_JIGG, enter a chance to win a tennis bracelet or some type of diamond. So definitely shout out to Big Jig and his sponsors for putting that together.
I wish I could buy an album and then get a bracelet, but I don't think I'm eligible because I'm promoting. I don't know. Sucks sometimes. Maybe I'll get my own diamonds. Yes, I will. But shout out to my special guest in the building, DJ Cautious and Smalls, a.k.a. Smalls in Your Area. Make sure you follow him, Smalls in Your Area, on Instagram, and DJ Caution on Instagram. You guys on Twitter as well?
Smalls is, I'm not.
You're not on Twitter?
Nah. I'm not real big on the Twitter, believe it or not.
I could teach you.
I do Instagram and I do Facebook, but I ain't really big on the Twitter.
Twitter is the best because that's the best way to promote links and stuff like that. Twitter's the best for links. But you got to get your followers up. I got you. Don't worry about it. So, Smalls, you're on Twitter as Smalls in Your Area as well?
Yeah, Twitter is the best because you can do whatever you want on Twitter and nobody will report you.
Yes, they will. I've seen people give them. It's harder, though, because a lot of people are hating on Instagram, and I see that a lot on Instagram.
Right.
Everybody got to get new pages. I wish a motherfucker would.
Like,
that's
I'm
all I'm
going to
say.
Tuesday be popping on Twitter. Like, I'm Wet and Wild Wednesday, Dong Thursday. I'm sorry. It go down on Twitter, yo.
Really? Oh, wow. Yeah, Twitter is fun. I remember Twitter After Dark. I used to just sit with popcorn watching Twitter After Dark. I don't know what's going on now with Twitter After Dark. Definitely, we want to get a chance to find out how to connect with these guys because you already know when it comes to go-getters, I'm on them. You know what I mean? That's my whole thing. It's all about staying productive. You already know fireworks, honest fireworks. Because everybody tuning in, I'm going to get to the phone lines in a minute. Matter of fact, no, I'm going to take this one caller. Who's been holding, pressing the number 1-267-539. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's your number one biatch.
Is that our truth teller? Hello?
Yes, it is.
Shout out to my truth teller. You got to say hi to my special guest, DJ Caution and Smalls in Your Area. Please say hi to my beautiful co-host, Truth Teller, who surprised me. I thought she was going to be busy tonight, so I'm so happy to have her in the building.
What up?
What up, y'all?
She
keep telling that truth.
Yes, I've been telling the truth.
She ain't got nothing to do but tell the truth and other stuff, but y'all not ready yet. They're not ready yet.
Okay.
They're not ready. I'm trying to interview them.
Make sure you're in the building Thursday. I don't care when you walk in the door. Just let me know when you're in the building.
Yeah. Truth Teller will be there with her tongue rolling ass. She already does. That's my little Eartha Kitt right there. So I don't know if y'all ready for Truth Teller.
Yo, the things I've seen in the club and outside of the club, I'm pretty famous.
Wow. Well, that's what's up. You gotta tell me this, because I'm interested in your 5 cent and 10 cent drinks.
Okay, well,
what are these drinks that are going to be 5 cent and 10 cents? Because I got a dollar. You know what I'm saying? Can I put the dollar on the joint and get 10 shots lined up? Like, what happens with a dollar? Please tell me.
Yeah. Well, pretty much you're going to get drinks like Long Island. You're going to get, like, mixed drinks. They're going to do things like punches. And I think margaritas is on there, too.
What? Until 12 o'clock? Yeah.
Until midnight.
Wait until midnight. Now, do y'all have a bulldozer to, like, pick up the drunk women off the floor and, like, you know, cart them to their cars?
Yeah.
Like,
Okay, question. Where is this going to be at again? Because I think I might just break curfew just to do this. Where is this going to be at again?
This is going to be at Status Nightclub, 600 Spring Garden. Make sure you bring your team out, bring your change. All I'm saying is just make sure you tip my bartenders, you know what I'm saying, that y'all can go nickel and dime ham.
Okay, how much do it cost to get in?
Well, it's 15 with a costume this week, 20 without. Well, at least that's how it's going to start. And pretty much we doing $10 ticket. And actually, we're going to give a couple away tonight, too.
So
oh, nice. No, we're good. We're special. But we're going to definitely show some love to everybody tuning in tonight. And like he said, we're going to give away a few tickets. So, of course, it's going to be a lady. Like, I'm not giving the tickets. We can't give them free tickets to no guy. But if the guy wins it, whatever. But I didn't even put the competition together yet, so I'm going to figure something out, a way to give away some free tickets and show some love to my boys, DJ Caution, the Smalls in the area, and King Aunt Lava. How did y'all get Aunt Lava to host this event? Because you already know his voice is crazy. Like, that voice is
That's
power.
A freak right there. He a freak.
Shut up. Don't say it. True teller.
Yo, I'm about to give him a call.
Like
you.
Don't listen to True Teller for a second. He said he thinks he's gonna like you. Answer my question about Aunt Lava. Focus. I know True Teller over there acting all freaky. The topic ain't even freaky tonight, girl. Where you at?
All right, well, basically, what happened was P. West is my manager, and P. West is Aunt Lava's manager as well, and we just try to keep everything, you know, in the team. So I'm doing something, and I reached out to P. West to get Aunt Lava put on, and that's how it happened.
Okay. See, that sounds cool enough. Shout out to P. West Management. Definitely voted for her for Philly Hip Hop Award. Make sure y'all vote for Philly Shine Radio. I'm the only internet radio station nominated that's not powered by a whole bunch of other people and bullshit, you know what I mean? Self-made type bitch with, you know, more than all of the motherfuckers put together. So please vote for your girl, best internet radio show, Philly Shine Radio. Longest running, too, should say that. Yeah,
longevity.
Shout out to longevity. What
yeah,
you
we
say?
Definitely going to do that. And I was going to say, while we talking about the Philly Hip Hop Awards, definitely got to shout out my cousin, the boy YD. He's nominated for Best New Artist Male of the Year, YD. So if y'all already going to go on the internet, just make sure you tap that for my cousin. You know, he's been doing major things. He's on his third mixtape, and he also did a DVD this summer, too. Heart of the City doing numbers on YouTube. So shout out to the boy YD.
Oh wow! I would love to get to know him. As a matter of fact, I do plan on interviewing most of the nominees and refreshing with some of the people who I already know, just to show some love. Because at the end of the day, a lot of people, they have a lot to say about the Philly Hip Hop Awards and a lot of different other awards shows. They treated me good last year. You know what I mean? I had a little altercation at the awards. I had to knock this boy out or whatever, but it didn't have anything to do with the whole situation here at the TLA, because that person was insignificant, you know. But it was great to see people working together. Now, what I didn't like is how a lot of people were salty when at the end of the day, like, it was 20, it's 20 nominees each category. If you want to get mentioned the night of, definitely get your people to start voting for you, you know what I'm saying, so that you could be mentioned the night of in the top one. That's what it's about. It's for you guys. You know, this is to make it what it is. If everything is going to be fair and on the up and up. So make sure you tell your people to get out and vote for you. And if you don't like the award show, make your own awards. That's all I got to say. I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm not doing a Philly Hip Hop Award, so why would I have anything to say? You know what I mean? When I'm not doing it. So, and I think that goes into tonight's topic of, you know, insecure people. Do you laugh at them? How do you deal with them? And definitely want to get everybody to each, like, really share a story about, you know, people being insecure. And I wanted to, oh, yeah, definitely. I love my DJ Aunt Lava. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio. I do love you, though. You don't have to do nothing. Like, I just love you. I love you just to love you. You know what I mean?
I love you too.
A truth teller was telling the truth about you.
What would I do?
Truth teller was talking about you as a freak.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, I'm gonna tell you what she's talking about. Aunt Lava, this morning I checked my phone and all I see is this round ass shaking in my phone. And I'm like, what was that about? Tell everybody. What's good? Welcome to the show, DJ Aunt Lava. I also want you to know that Smallsy area is on the line, DJ Caution, and we are talking about the big event that you guys have going on this Thursday at Status Nightclub. Say hi.
Hello, y'all. How y'all doing?
Hey, I was
up, man? What's up, Caution? I knew that was you, my. What's up?
What up? Not much, man. Tell him.
You know, I'm gonna tell you what's going on about the girls and I shake her ass. What I'm doing is I'm putting out my single. My single is out on Power 89 and 107.9. The DJs are playing the heavy for me. What I'm doing is I'm in the middle of shooting my video called Bounce That Ass. And what I wanted to do is get Philly attention. A lot of females in Philadelphia, strippers, dancing models, don't got an outlet. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to help them get an outlet with it so they can shake their ass and get noticed. And get paid for that shit, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually helping them build their brand, as well as I'm building my own brand. And it is what it is. And Thursday night is going to be epic. I promise y'all. Tomorrow night I'm on Temple Radio DJ, giving out some free tickets and everything. I don't know how I got free tickets, but I got free tickets.
Shout out to my boy DJ Aunt Lava making moves. Free tickets and all. So that's you talking about
you had the free tickets for the show for Thursday?
For Thursday. I'm actually doing two shows, but I'm normally doing, I ain't gonna name the other show I'm doing, and I'll be at Status Nightclub at 12:00.
12:00 turn. You want Mr. 5 cent drinks? I'm gonna be fucked up in club status off my 5 cent drinks. Nickel and dime Thursdays. I'm there. Like, I cannot wait to be there. And I'm getting ready to I'm actually gonna be there too. I'm just gonna, you know, just act up.
Whoa.
Me being drunk don't have nothing to do with a freak.
Well, I just said I said I'm just going to act up. I never said nothing about a freak. But I said I'm going to act up.
Now, you said something about somebody was a freak. Don't lie.
I said Aunt Lava was a freak. I'm following her on Facebook.
A freak.
Don't lie. That's what I said.
Aunt Lava, she was telling the truth about you. But also,
she must
like
not
I was
know
thinking,
who I be.
Huh?
No, we know who you are. Were you the person that keep cutting everybody off tonight? That's who you are.
Yeah, because you know why? Because I'm back.
I hear that.
Bad truth teller. I'm going to spank her ass. But
mommy,
I like it rough. Now, I have to tell you guys, tonight was supposed to be Sammy Brooks' day. If y'all, for all of those who didn't listen in 2 weeks ago, Tuesday, you know, I had my one of my close Twitter buddies, and this is the great things about Twitter that you're missing, DJ Caution, who's a porn star and cam girl. You know, she says things like yummy and delicious and, you know, making people ooze. Like, that's just her thing. So tomorrow I'm going to have a special show with Sammy Brooks and I. She's trying to phone sex me, but I don't know how two girls have phone sex. But we'll see. What that's about.
Well, listen, when y'all have phone sex, let me listen.
Just try it and see how you might like it.
Oh, God, y'all.
Let me listen when y'all do it.
I don't know how
I don't know how you
phone sex
fact,
the girl. So.
Y'all can come to status and have mic sex.
Yeah, Mike. I kinda like that.
What is that?
All the phone sex. Yeah, how about this? I'll get up a little sweet hotel and y'all do it in there.
Yo,
oh, God. Oh, God, he's a mess.
And we do the radio show from there.
We said we do the radio show from the motel room.
No, no motel. We're going to do comedy suites, something like that, some motion like that.
See, we got to get a suite for that. Yeah, see,
okay,
that's what I want.
How about hotel? What's that new one that got the kitchen in there? What's that called, hotel?
No, I don't need
something.
A kitchen. Nah, I just need
a
jacuzzi tub.
How about y'all just
do
it in the back of the truck? How about that?
No.
Chauffeur, y'all do it in the back of the truck. I'll be your chauffeur.
Oh, my goodness. That's I get motion sickness.
Taxi cab confessions.
Listen. Focus. Today is not about that freak stuff, guys. Like, we're trying to talk about this party, Project X.
Oh, y'all started that shit. That
was me. I was trying to tell him.
I'm trying to interview people and, you know, ask them questions. Why don't you ask DJ Caution a question, truth teller?
Okay.
A question, not a freaky one.
Either one. It doesn't matter to me.
Look at y'all just edging her on. Okay.
It's a nasty
ahead,
boy shit. That's what I'm talking about.
Shout out to everybody.
DJ Caution.
Definitely, if y'all are joining on this craziness. I love it.
Okay, here we go. Okay, truth teller, back in profession. Okay, DJ Caution, how long have you been in the DJ business?
You know, everybody want to know that. Like, gosh.
Wait,
question.
Okay,
you
don't ask him
night.
A question that wasn't freaky.
No,
I have to get into
you
my emotions.
You know what?
Okay, answer her
question, and I'm not going to have her ask any more questions.
Okay,
well,
no, I never got a real question.
Wait, she asked you a question?
No, let him answer the question. He wants to answer it.
I've been a DJ for 12 years. I started as a freshman in high school.
12 years? That's banging.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, what are some of the outlets that you have right now as a DJ? Besides, so you're DJing the party on Thursday, right?
Yep, and I'm gonna turn it the fuck up. Me and Aunt Lava gonna go crazy, and Small's gonna do whatever he do.
I already shouted you out, Aunt Lava. I was like, this guy's voice is crazy. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to P West Management for putting that whole thing together with you guys. And I can't wait to party with you, Aunt Lava. I'm just going to twerk. Like, I can't twerk like the girl in the video. Like, when I twerk, I move my arms and my hair and my neck. You know what I mean? All that shit.
You know what makes you twerk better?
I twerk at all. What?
I'm going to tell you what makes you twerk better. You want to know? You gotta get some good dirt.
Now, listen. I don't know what it is. You know, when in the bedroom it's separate. Like, I,
we don't know that. You tell
us. Better.
We don't know that.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I can't portray what I do in the bedroom on the dance floor. It just looks like I'm Miley Cyrus mixed with Nicki Minaj, you know, because I got
you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing.
I don't. I don't, because Nicki, you know how stiff she is, and you know how crazy Miley Cyrus
she,
is.
Listen. I saw Nicki move that ass. Nicki ain't stiff.
What? Nicki is stiff. Compared to, like, the other girls, like, I mean, that's the same thing I do. Like, regardless, my butt is going to move. You know what I'm saying? But I'm moving my arms and my legs. I'm sticking my tongue out.
how about you do a twerk video on Twitter?
But y'all, you're going to see on Thursday.
How about you do a twerk video on Twitter on Instagram?
If anybody gets me on camera, it's not going to be me putting it out there. I don't care. Like, once I'm in the club and I'm good, like, I definitely dance. I don't care. You know what I mean? But I'm not that secure enough to really film myself and post it myself, because I will delete it right away. If I have control over posting it, I will delete it. Like, I remember one time I was trying to twerk in my friend's kitchen, and they, you know what I mean, they filmed it and they put it on Facebook or whatever, and they started getting likes and comments, and I was just told them, I'm like, take that down. Take it down.
Yo,
but, like, if I have control over the video, it's not going to get posted. It's not.
Did you see that girl that was twerking in, like, the dining room, and then the girl came in and she fell and caught herself on fire?
Wow. No. Did you see the girl that was twerking and then dislocated her D? Wow.
That's twerking going wrong.
That is so funny. You know what? I'm not twerking. Nope. Now that I heard that story, she was in the club, met her face, and she was twerking. She did a split, got up, and her knee dislocated.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, she was doing too much anyway. I would never do that much.
Hold on, wait. Listen, right, this is one thing I think somebody better not take me.
His background is going here like that. Oh, I don't know. My true color. Not small. Hey, Lava, where you at?
I'm in the house.
Oh, okay. All right. Back to what's going on here at hand. Wait a minute, Truth. Hold on. Just hold this off for a second, babe. I do want to ask everybody on the line about the topic question, because sometimes in this entertainment business, you will sometimes come across people who are a little insecure, you know what I mean, who don't really have the whole entire, I don't know what it is, because this, even like my homegirl Lex, when she called me earlier, I can't relate to insecurity, you know what I mean? Certain times we could be insecure in relationships, but those are hard to control sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, when you have, you know what I mean, that person that you're in a one-on-one, not to say that you'll be as extreme as certain people can be in relationships, but you'll have certain slight insecurities in relationships. But what I wanted to ask, I'm going to ask you, Smalls, first. Have you come across anybody that was insecure, and can you tell us about their story, like in business or whatever, like on a business side?
Me? In business, I know, right? pretty much, I've seen people get intimidated, you know, when I'm going, I guess, on the up and up, you know, I've seen people try to, you know, I guess, sabotage my nights. You know, I've seen people try to, even downplay things that I'm doing. I even seen, perfect example, Malaya came to status. No, I'm going to bring it up. I don't care. So,
yeah, say it.
Pretty much, I used to I used to DJ with Caution at Galaxy Lounge and whatnot. So, pretty much, and shout out to Galaxy Lounge, you know what I'm saying? But you know what it is, you know, we wasn't really getting, you know, the relationship there wasn't really good, give or take. You know, they pretty much, you know, treated us as, you know, we were, I guess, irrelevant. So, you know, show you how the Most High work, you know. Now we at, you know, the biggest venue in Philly, you know what I'm saying? And they come out, you know, they were supposed to have their party at Shampoo or whatnot, but, you know, they end up coming to Status or whatnot. So, you know, long story short, you know, I hit Malaya up on the gram and whatnot, like a welcoming type thing. You know, I told her I was going to give her a couple shout outs and whatnot, you know, because I'm the MC of the club, you know. Meech go behind me and whatnot, talking about some, you know, lies, he ain't doing that, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I look at it and I'm like, it ain't really worth a response, you know, the day of, you know, time will tell, you know. So the day of, you know, pretty much, you know, they pretty much came at me, the promoters or whatnot, talking about some, you know, we ain't paying you to say anything, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, well, you know, y'all didn't put me on, the club put me on, so I'm getting paid whether I say anything y'all want, whether I say anything I want, or whether I say nothing at all, you know what I'm saying? So pretty much that's how the night went, you know. They felt some type of way, but, you know, it's one of those things, like, you know, we told y'all from the rip, me and Caution is, like, pretty much the next best thing, and, you know, we tried to build with y'all, you know, but unfortunately it didn't work out, and now y'all are inferiors now, and y'all feel some type of way about that, but, you know, that's pretty much how, you know, that went, you know. And, like, once again, shout out to Galaxy Lounge. Make sure y'all in the building. Check them out, you know. They do big things, but, you know. That was the only thing I could think of, Caution. I'm sorry. But, you know, back to you, Honest.
No, like, that's funny, like, and even in those type of situations, what can you do but just, like, be confused when you tell a story, because you're like, why is this happening? You know what I mean? Like, are you that serious? Do you really think that by you acting, you know what I mean, that inferior, you're going to get something done? No. Like, bosses make big moves, not, you know, twiddling their fingers and, you know, acting like, oh, I'm a power trip and get this done. No, real power makes moves. You know what I mean? Real respect gets moves done. Like, not you power tripping, trippy people. What about you, DJ Ann Lava? And then I know you're a busy guy, and I appreciate so much you listening to the show. I want you to share your views on the topic for tonight, and, of course, add in how you're going to turn up for Thursday at Club Status.
Shit. Damn, I really don't got that many stories and whatnot. Actually, I do. His name is Frankie J. I don't know if y'all heard of him. He's a host.
I hate him.
And whatnot.
I hate him, but go ahead. Let's talk about him.
Oh, Frankie J. I was at a party. You know, I got fans, and some fans I say, you know what I mean, I say. So he was at a party going, saying the same things I said. Somebody called me, and I came in and whatnot. He saw some type of way because the club wanted to pay me more. They wanted to pay him less. So I told him, put up your night check, and I put up my check plus $1,000, and we see you better. And it was no go. At the end of the day, niggas act like bitches. They got feelings. They're emotional. That's the problem with Philadelphia. Don't stick with each other. Everybody wanting, oh, I'm better and I'm this, I'm that. No. And we all can make a lot of money if we all just put this shit together.
Amen.
To them, soft-ass motherfucker, tell them I say, kiss my ass.
No, ain't nobody. I don't see them. You know what I mean? Certain things like that have no longevity whatsoever. You know what I mean? Certain things like that, you can't. You know what I'm saying? You can't take that and be productive, you know what I mean, with that type of mentality. Like, only thing you're going to get is just straight negativity. Like, what are you going to get? And then a lot of things that I find that's horrible is people who think that they're better than other people. Like, if you're better, just do better. Like, you know what I mean? It's no way in hell that you could be like, just say that you're better and you be better. That's not how it works. Like, you actually have to do something. Like, you can't just not do anything and just be like, oh, I'm the shit, or expect to even get that type, those type of accolades that somebody who you're even copying off of is doing. Like, how can you? That's funny, but no, I hate him. Like, I really do. I really, because it's not even like that he's done anything to me. It's just on the simple fact that certain people are just irritating as hell.
I just
put up on Instagram, the fourth caller will be the one to get the free ticket to the event, Project X, down at Club Status for Thursday night. I'm live in the building with DJ Caution, Smalls in your area, a.k.a. Smalls, DJ Ant Lava. Shout out to True Color and everybody listening. You said what?
A trivia question.
Well, let's get to the trivia question after we take this little music break. I'm going to check out these callers, see who's going to be the fourth one, and give out this ticket for this event tomorrow. Let's turn up and show some love to my boy, PZ Prada, Rain on Him. Y'all check it out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Green Light Gang. Still GRE, though. You know?
What else, up?
I'm a real nigga.
You already.
Living in a fake world. I got shooters on already. 100 in the upper. I just get a word and they gon' let them bitches block out. And rain on them. 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 I just made the call. Send them at your neck. Should be worried. 40 cal on my waist, clip holding my 30. I ain't got no worries, and I ain't got no cares. Cause the first nigga that pop off be the first one to get air. Oh yeah, I'm with the gang. They ain't got no rap, just bang. Green light gang, what you know about us? 100 and y'all been getting a nigga wet up. Work around us, I don't think you wanna do it. Playing with your life, boy, you don't wanna lose it. Your niggas ain't stupid, y'all don't wanna take a dare. Shooters on deck, I know you see them right here. Niggas, they don't care where you from, who you is, or who you with. Niggas, stay up on that gold mode, when 100 rounds in that clip. Sweet from the red, we don't talk too much. Chopper make it rain when I wear that nigga up. Stacks in the cut, talking on sight. He gon' go when he get that light. That go light, you ain't bout that nigga. Strong like you wish, you better stop that nigga. My little niggas, all they wanna do is beat. Do a nigga dirty, put his ass 6 feet. Got a good reach, I can get a nigga touch. Get a nigga down, he ain't getting back up. Got me fucked up, and you think I'm lying. Then nigga try me get shot for trying. I got shooters on already. 100 in the apple. I just get a word, and they gon' let them bitches block out. And rain on them, rain on them, rain on them. Rain on them, rain on them. I just made the call, send them at your neck. They ain't got no picks, cause they just want no rent. So we rain on them, rain on them, rain on them. Rain on them, rain on them, rain on them.
Okay, I'm good in the hood, it ain't a hood that I can go. If it's going down, it's going down. Say fuck a nigga, let's go. Niggas already know how the fuck I'm coming. Let them keep on rapping, I'ma send my youngin'. It ain't by nothing just to get in on call. They on go, they's waiting on the call. Fuck around y'all, what you niggas wanna die? Fuck niggas coming out, they mouth all fly. Niggas wanna try, I tell them bring it on. Down the fuck nigga with his 44 long. Niggas keep drawing till I get that visit. Compact shit, but the clip be steady. Got a nigga twisted, don't play with me. My little niggas ready, they don't play by me. Spray by me, put a nigga in the dirt. His man wanna ride there, meet him at the church. Say to shoot first, and nigga that's it.
money in the clip, one up in the top. Shoes on the bottom and the top, free the block. Got you in the box, nigga, where you going? Catching a shot that my shooter's throwing. I don't fuck around with you niggas, I fuck it down, you niggas. I be around them niggas that's really about that life, that really put in that work, that go with those three tight. Ain't no pussies all in my gang, all we see is green lights.
Got shooters on already, 100 in the apple. I just get a word, and they gon' let them bitches block. And rain on them, 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 rain on them. I just made the call, send them at your neck. They ain't got no picks, cause they just want no wreck. So we rain on them, 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 rain.
Okay. Yeah. We in here. And we out here. We all at. I don't see y'all niggas. Fuck out here.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then just fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money,
we are.
Getting money,
we are, we are, we are, we are.
In the summer, you too old for this shit, Danny Glover. White girl trying to get that ass up. I just take the pussy, I don't mask up. I'm deep in the streets, check my waistline. You ain't good in your hood, Trayvon. Chick magnet, pipe drills. I'll game a chick, have her dad thinking it's real. Grind 9 to 5, 7 to 6. Got money coming from 95 and 76. I formed a union, 1776.
I'm ballin'.
Frank Lucas in 76. My mind right, my money right, what's up now? I'd rather be stuck up than stuck down. I'm mind blowing, getting paid as time going. It's 45, that's light work. You should see what my mom holds.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then just fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money,
we are.
Getting money,
we are.
We are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money, we are.
Real niggas.
I'm talking about them racks, I'm talking about them stacks. I'm Neiman Marcus swaggin', I just had a swag attack. Ricky Bobby be swervin', switchin' through the lanes. Shittin' on my haters, make it rain up on them lanes. They plottin' on my swag, hatin' on my game. I'm stylin' on my enemies, my grind ain't the same. These niggas want my flow, these niggas want my dough. These niggas want a feature, 23 for a show. And if you want some work, give me 3 for a O. Flip around, break it down, then watch the money grow. I break it down, flip around, and watch the money go. These niggas talking money, but don't let it show. I pull up to the scene, and I'm killing it. These niggas talking work, but ain't dealing it. So if you got some money, then let's get with it. Cause all my niggas getting it, getting it.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then just fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money,
we are. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are,
we are.
Oh.
I get money, couple niggas that owe me a favor. In the kitchen whipping up soda over to my neighbor. Brick it arrow, I'm cooking, got work in the mix. You could wipe her, I just use her, got work in your bitch. Wish a nigga would, I'm fishing for another case. Body after body, all you see is yellow tape. So much money, I can count it, need another safe. Bullet hit your body, you gon' need another face.
work, I beat it like it's Tina. 45 millennium, but I prefer the Nina. First I bag it, then I pass it like I do a brick. Drop that work and watch it bounce back like I do a bitch. Goddamn, fuck the fame, I want a Lambo. Call me mister, I can fuck your bitch cause I'm the man, ho. I'm turned up, your main chick, she turned out. I kill the pussy, you strapped down, but you still pussy.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then just fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are. Getting money, we are.
Shout out to everybody listening in, tuning into Philly Shine Radio. I had to go to my phone and text a bunch of people to see who's going to win these free tickets. Shout out to my girl that's called in. She's certified. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. And say hi to DJ Caution and Smalls.
Hello, DJ Caution and Smalls.
Hola, hola. Hey, what's up, shorty?
Tell her what she won.
You won passes to the biggest Halloween party ever to hit the city. That's what you won.
Turn up.
Right. DJ Caution on the ones and twos. DJ Ant Lava hosting. Smalls in your area hosting. 5 and 10 cent drinks, which means if you leave there sober, that's your fault. That's exactly what that is. Like, you can literally get drunk with the change in your cup holder.
Okay. That's what's up. And I got to welcome you to Philly Sound Radio, honey. I really appreciate all that I've got to know about you, who's a talented spitter in Philly. So tell everybody what's going on with you, honey, please. And then I got you on the show.
Well, it's a lot going on right now. Right now I'm in a car with my entourage, certified trouble girl. She's certified. So follow the movement, ladies. It's definitely because, you know, we taking over, right, Honest?
Yes.
So follow the movement.
Shout out where they can check you guys out on Instagram, Twitter. Where are you going tonight? Tell us all it.
Well, right now, we just trying to see what's popping, you know. Listening to Philly Shine Radio. Shout out to Honest Fire, DJ. Woo! And follow me on Instagram, _she's certified. Follow me on Twitter, @_she's certified also. Certified Trouble, L-B-4-R. Shout out to Trigger Wanda and Johnny Storm. You know, we just trying to do stuff.
That's what's up. Well, I'm not in the house. I'm about to be out my damn self, so I might have to join you in the certified whole crew, you know what I mean, certified trouble. I like that. I like that a lot. Were you going to say something, Caution?
Yeah, I was saying if y'all was looking for something to do, y'all could check out my man J-Rock at Encore. He definitely be turned up on Tuesdays. That's something y'all could check out.
Okay. I think I'm following him. We might gotta check him out tonight.
Yeah, 40th and Gerard.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, I'm make sure that they get your number so that you can connect with them and get your free tickets. She's gonna need more than just two. You see, she riding with a crew, so y'all
you know
it's
five
sure
of them. She's certified in the building.
No,
we certified.
But before I let you go, Nikki Babe, I got to ask you tonight's topic question. And insecure people, how hard do you laugh at them? Like,
real hard. I laugh at them real hard. You know why? Because they're killing themselves and they don't even know it. Insecurity really kills people.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. You hit it right on the nose. Like, don't kill yourself, please.
Don't kill yourself, Tom. Figure out something that's not even going on. It's killing people. Like, you know, it's hurting us.
It definitely is.
I can't wait to get a chance to check out some of your new music, get you to spit for me, you know what I mean? Definitely appreciate you calling. And I'm going to see you Thursday, so I'll be there in the building on Thursday.
Definitely. Oh, definitely. So we got to bring the costumes back out?
Costumes back out.
Oh, right.
What you do this weekend with a costume? What did you tell us?
It's cash prizes for the best costume, too. So bring out your best costumes.
Okay.
I'm coming as myself.
Definitely.
Can't be that.
That's what's up. Well, how much is the cash prize? Because I might have to come through dressed up as a goddess or something. You know what I mean? Like,
hey.
The lowest cash prize we got is
$100. Cash prize, $100, best dressed, best costume.
And
okay.
Just imagine how drunk you can get with $100 and 10 cent drink.
And how drunk you can get with $100?
That's what's up. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody tuning in on the show tonight and supporting Philly Shine Radio. And who's going to come out and support Project X on Thursday? You know, I know you got some more free tickets, don't you?
Of course.
Okay, good, because we still got more of my homegirls calling in to represent. And my whole entire Pussy Taken Over crew, she's certified trouble. Yes. Big ups to you guys. I'm going to catch up with you guys tonight. Thank you so much for calling in, baby.
All right. Thank you. Pussy Taken Over.
We already know. You know what I'm saying? Y'all didn't know. Pussy Taking Over. Y'all need to turn on the TV. Listen to the Philly Shine Radio. Make sure y'all vote for Philly Shine Radio. Best Internet Radio Show, Philly Hip Hop Awards. You know what I mean? I appreciate the acknowledgement. Big ups. And also, I got a shout out to my girl, Mimi Sanchez, in the building. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio, honey.
Hey, boo.
What's up, boo? You got to say hi to my co-host, Truth Teller. She in the building tonight.
Hello.
Hi.
We can't leave the ladies out. I got my girl, Nikki, and her certified booze all chilling with her. They on the line. Ladies first, you know. And my special guest for tonight is DJ Caution and Small in Your Area.
What up?
Tell her what she won, guys.
Yo, check this out. Yo, you just won free tickets to the best Halloween bash ever. And tell your people they don't want to be the ones that missed it. And you got free tickets. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. So where I get them from?
Pretty much. You can get them from Honest Fire, or you can get them from, you can get them from me. Smalls in your area. Just make sure you get my contact info from Honest Fire.
Okay. Thank you.
And no problem.
What?
Honest, how can we do it like this? Let's take a guest list down. Well, that works. Or not. I know, right?
Oh, hello, Mimi, can you hear me? I'm sorry, my phone was muted.
Yeah.
I don't even know why my phone was muted. No, I was saying, Mimi, you're dressing up for, I did say we could do the guest list. I don't know if you heard me. Did you hear me when I said the guest list is cool? Okay, yeah. I think a guest list will be better because I have you running all over the city and shit trying to meet up with my ladies. But
Mimi, I was asking, are you dressing up for Halloween? Like, what's your costume going to be?
I don't know yet. I was going to go tomorrow.
I'm going with you. Because I ain't.
Tomorrow, I got a day off.
I don't know. I got some fabric. I might just wrap myself up in a fabric and put a leaf in my hair or something. Like, what I'm going to do?
You and these togas.
I'm going to go half naked. In my toga. I'm hello. Yeah, I'm going to go with the drink.
I told y'all this was going to be the best night ever. Y'all thought I was
going to. Well, I definitely don't want to miss it. You know what I mean? I don't want to miss it this Thursday. And I want to dress up. Club Status.
Ohio.
Status Nightclub. What is it? What is it? Club Status, Status Nightclub. What is it?
It's Status Nightclub. Matter of fact, make sure y'all follow Status Nightclub on Instagram and Twitter, too. It's Status with a Z, Nightclub.
Well, I think I follow them on Instagram. They
pretty much, you know, they've been doing big things for me and Caution, too. They've been looking out a lot. So, you know, big ups to Status Nightclub and all the owners, Tito, and shout out to Sam. I hope he's listening. He was asking me for the link earlier, so I hope he got on. So shout out to Sam Sneeze. We doing it big, Sam.
Okay, that's what's up. Definitely show a love. I'm ready to repost because I did just follow Status Nightclub on Instagram. As a matter of fact, Status is one of my favorite clubs in Philly. It's so big and beautiful and spacious. And the one thing I love about a club is space. Like, at least to breathe, like, not to, you know, like, small ceilings and whatnot. We will be in the building.
Mm-hmm.
In the building with you guys this Thursday, for sure. Now, Mimi, while I have you on the line, I want to ask you tonight's topic question, which is, how hard do you laugh at insecure people? And could you tell us a story about, you know what I mean, running across an insecure person?
How hard do I laugh at them?
Yes.
I mean,
you don't laugh at insecure people? She's so sweet.
I do. But let's see. I'm trying to think of a situation here. It makes me more annoyed than comical, like. It's like, why are you insecure? Like, what's the purpose?
Yeah.
It's more irritated. Like,
you get irritated? Well, tell us why would you get irritated?
Because, like, why are you insecure? Like, what's your insecurity? Like, what's your problem?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm confused.
Was that a person?
Like,
insecurities within a person or insecurities within a relationship?
Both. All the above is funny. Like, to me, it's just like, what do you think you're going to get from acting that way? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I laugh at insecure females.
There you go.
I laugh at them every day. When they stare at me, when they look me up and down, I'll be cracking up. But
you know what? I feel you. It's not easy being beautiful. And shout out to Mimi, M-E-M-I underscore Sanchez. Make sure you follow her on Instagram and Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Boss Beauty. And when I tell you she's spitting that hot music, it's crazy. We wanted to give her the mic on Thursday. You hear me, DJ Caution?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, you're going to have to give Mimi the mic on Thursday. But I'm about to tag everybody who you need to show some love to who called in tonight and press the 1 to join in on the show. Because you still can win a ticket, but you have to press the 1. I'm not going to know who you are until you press the number 1. Uno, you're like True Teller said, Uno.
Uno, no,
yeah,
no.
Don't hate.
Don't hate, we bilingual. Yeah, we a bilingual show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. After we get to 10, I'm off the race, though.
Okay. That's what's up. I appreciate everybody for calling in and showing some love. And for me, I want to share, like, some insecure shit in a relationship. Now, for me, I find it, like, really hard to find someone who can handle, you know, what I do, because I talk to a lot of people. I talk to a lot of males, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you can ask a lot of these guys, all of them, like, they, even though I might say good morning, boo, or hey, handsome, that's all that it is. But I will have, you know, even a guy that likes me and we liking each other, they can't handle it. Like, why you say good morning to him? Like, what's that about? Why he got your number? Like, he's a rapper. Like, what I'm promoting, like, I'm just doing behind this fire stuff, you know what I mean? Like, and for every guy that I've been with for the past 7 years, that's who I've been, you know what I mean? Like, really working hard, pushing this brand, and it's never been about, you know what I mean, me getting some dick, you know what I mean? This is not what I do this for, you know what I mean? I'm not doing it to get, I think, if I was doing this to get dick, that would just be real sad, like, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't knocking anybody who do music just so that they can have sex or whatever, because it may be the only way that somebody will like them or whatever, but that's horrible. I'm not doing it. You know, I've had so many situations to where, though, I've even been told to delete my Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter and just let him take care of me. And I just was like, it's not that bad. Please, guys, I can't be that bad on Instagram. I can't. I'm not that big of a flirt. Like, I'm a little flirt. Like, I don't be like, oh, baby, I'm going to come cook you some dinner, come over. You know what I mean? But I be like, that chicken looked good. Like, but that's just a natural, I think, reaction to seeing a picture of a bowl of juicy chicken or something on some guy's page. Not that I'm thirsty for him. You know what I mean? I'm just admiring the chicken. But at the end of the day, that's when, you know what I mean, for me, in a relationship, when I have had those situations where my man is insecure, I do turn it around in a quick minute, you know what I mean? Because all it takes is a little extra security to give to a man. And if I'm with you, I'm not going to mind, you know, bending over backwards and tying your shoe and doing all other types of freaky shit while I'm bent over backwards. So I don't really have those type of problems, even though it's funny. Yeah, there you go. Like, even though it's funny that the situation starts to where, though, you know, the guy is so insecure, but then he's like, all right, yeah, that is my pussy. So I gotta definitely give that to people. Like, you know, when you have insecurities in relationships, sometimes it's hard not to be, you know what I mean? Not to go there and just say whatever crazy thing that's on your mind. Because you're in love. You know what I mean? Sometimes you say some crazy shit like, let me smell your dick right now. Like, so I said that. I was younger when I said that, but, you know, I did it before. So cute. You're like, hold up, nigga. You know, I've said some crazy stuff before. Like, you know, I've said, when I get rich, I'm going to put my baby in a room, and everything he's going to need is in that room. His friends could come see him in the room. You know what I mean? His family could come visit him in the room, but he can't leave the room. Like, whatever you need. Boy. Like, when we build you a pool, there's your pool. Stay right there next to the pool. But, that's funny. Yeah, it is funny. But, you know, then you bounce right back to reality. Like, all right, I ain't going to buy you a room, but stay your ass where I can see you.
it gets a little funny because sometimes you can't control it. You know what I mean? But I think that when it comes to, like, little stuff like vanity or a person having more than you or a person having something that you want and then you trying to, you know, make it seem like what you have is so much better and I don't know what a person does when they're insecure in those type of situations. I can't even wrap my head around it. Even like Mimi said, like, you staring at Mimi because she's so fucking beautiful or her hair is nice. You can't say, hey, you're beautiful or, hey, your hair looks nice. You got to just stare at her like you the fuck retarded. Like, those type of insecurities, I can't get it. I can't wrap my head around it. It's just hilarious. Like, and then I'm a type of crazy person. I slap a bitch, so. I would.
I would
definitely.
Sounded like a good chick fight.
It's definitely fun having you guys on the show today. I'm going to call you guys.
Yo!
Definitely. Y'all a bunch of, what they call it? Y'all the hype men. Y'all got the little ad libs in the background for everything. Edge and True Color on, Edge and Me on. I love you guys, both Smalls and DJ Caution. I can't really distinguish y'all voice from one another. It would be easier if y'all were on different lines, but this is the situation that we're in. And also, I appreciate DJ Caution, who said he was going to DJ the show for me tonight. I'm going to put that on hold for a future show where we could be able to definitely interview. And I see your skills on the ones and twos, but you got the laptop with the ones and twos. How do you DJ Caution?
I definitely do the old school turntables, but I do the laptops as well. So basically incorporated the music on the laptop and the fingers is on the turntable.
Nice. Okay. I DJ once. You know, I pressed the button a couple times.
Oh, not the first button,
DJ. No. I really did. Like, I pressed the button. Like, the song was fading out, and then I faded the other song and on the other side of the drum where you press the button and it starts. I did that.
Khaled, here she comes.
Shout out to everybody listening in. And we got my boy The Millions X Squad DJ CEO back on the line with us tonight. Lost his call earlier. Blog Talk did warn me that it's going to be technical difficulties on the show tonight. And the only thing that's happened is a few callers been dropped and the music was playing slow. So we'll definitely talk about that, but for the most part, we're all still here on the line, getting to know a little bit more about Smalls in your area and DJ Caution. I appreciate everybody and their comments about tonight's topic and the free tickets we give it away to Project X going on Thursday night, club status, right on 6th and Spring Garden. Make sure y'all come out. Like he said, it's $15 if you got a costume, but you better get there early because their price will, won't know. So you don't want to know. You don't want to find out.
Right, costume.
Prizes, 10 cent, 5 cent drinks. So grab your change, too, you know, bring your change into the club. And Smalls, tell us a little bit. Yeah, definitely. Smalls, tell us a little bit about your company and what you do as a manager, host. Like, I want to get to know you a little bit.
Okay, cool. Pretty much we're open 3 days consistently a week. On Thursdays, I pretty much manage Nickel and Dime Thursdays, along with Sam and whatnot. Pretty much we're trying to get 100 female hosts. So if any girls are interested, you know, y'all can hit up, you know, Status Nightclub, Instagram. Y'all can also hit up my Instagram or whatnot, Smalls in your area, and let me know. Pretty much the Nickel and Dime thing is going to continue even after the Halloween party. So that's
okay.
Thursday.
So you're looking for 100 female hosts. Give me some details. Because, you know, that's all I do is promote opportunities. That's banging.
Okay, cool. Pretty much, you know, you got to look like something.
Shut up. That's the no, you ain't got to imply that.
Nah, but pretty much, you know, we pretty much looking for females who can bring people out, you know. And, you know, I'm not expecting you to bring out 100 people, you know, day one. You know, you can start out with 5. You know, you can build and pretty much, you know, you get in free and whatnot. And we doing $5 for every person you bring, you know. So
nice.
It's pretty much, you know, you still get the 5-cent, 10-cent drink deal. You get to have a good time. DJ Caution is pretty much going to be the main DJ on Thursday. And you still, you know, pretty much getting paid while you're having a good time, you know. So you can't really beat that, you know.
Yo, Fire is a really good host, and she knows a lot of people. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, she wants $5 of people.
Okay.
And I look like something, and I got a fit butt, so that's like extra.
That's long. Well, like I said, right now I'm not really, you know, I'm not going to say no to anybody right now. I got an opportunity, you know, so I'm trying to give other people opportunities as well. You don't necessarily have to be a female either, you know.
I'm a hustler. $5 a person.
Any dudes that's trying to do it as well, you know, hit me up. You know, a couple dudes even hit me up, and they brought a couple people out. So, you know, I'm not going to hate on dudes. You know, I'm a dude, so, you know. But that's pretty much the nickel and dime Thursday, you know. Friday, you know, I'm pretty much an MC on Friday. Pretty much, it's $5 before 11 and $5 Friday.
Okay.
And then, you know, they're doing the drinks, it's $5 until 11:30. So, you know, last week was pretty good. You know, they brought out Meek Mills and whatnot. Yo Gotti was in the building. You know, it was a powerhouse after party. So, I mean, I'm sure everybody heard about that. You know, it was a pretty good night. And one of the upcoming things that's going to be on Friday is Shamara. You know, her birthday bash is supposed to be November 9th.
Y'all, my little Scorpio hoes. Shout out to them.
But, you know, she's going to be in the building that day. And right now, we're doing Amsterdam Saturday. I host on Saturday. I manage, I MC, I host, you know. on Saturday, it's free Amsterdam until 11. It's 10 before 11, and it's 20 after. Pretty much, they kind of doing, like, the same concept, too. If you host on Saturday, you know, you pretty much can get $5 ahead, too. If it's your birthday, you can do the same exact thing. You can get $5 for everybody you bring. So, you know, Saturdays is a pretty good night. They have 2 floors. They have the hip-hop floor up top, and they had a reggae floor downstairs.
Oh, that's banger. Yeah, let's talk, because beyond $5 a person, I really want to do an event with you guys there. I was joking. But I don't mind, you know what I mean, definitely helping you guys out and promoting and stuff like that. But I definitely want to turn up with you guys and make more than, you know, $5. But I feel like you bring a lot to the table, and it is great. And I'm going to say great. Talking to professional men, I love it. It's not enough for you guys out here, you know what I'm saying? So big ups to you guys and salute for all that you're doing. I know it is.
in tongue roll from Truth Teller. I know it's a lot more guys that get to be successful, but I have to say this because a lot of times, you know, we have the guys that are getting the fast money instead of working hard, you know what I mean? So I definitely big up to all entrepreneurs and go-getters that are fellas because there's too many of them that are dead in or in jail, like, to my liking, and I can't take it, you know what I'm saying? So any and every time that I find hard-working fellas, I have to, you know, acknowledge that and big you up for real, for real. It's just,
cool. We definitely appreciate that. Me and Caution go all the way back to 11th and 12th grade, you know, and, you know, we started out rapping, making beats and whatnot, you know, and, you know, we just pretty much been loyal friends to each other and whatnot. You know, we never let any small animosities break us apart, you know. We not too big on arguing or whatnot, you know. We try to settle our differences, you know. You know, as cool and calm as we, you know, as humanly possible or whatnot. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we looking out for each other. So, you know, that's DJ Caution is just an awesome person to be working with. And, you know, that's my man's right there. Real quick, I'm sorry. Shamara's birthday bash is November 8th, so I'm sorry about that. So make sure you're in the building for that.
Okay, November 8th. That's what's up. Make sure I will definitely be there because I was planning on it. Yeah, because that weekend is really busy for us as well. I'm also sponsoring Fireworks Philly team for the walk to in Alzheimer's, the 5K walk, which will be from Citizens Bank Park, home of the Phillies. I'm definitely raising money and nowhere near my $2,500 goal. I would appreciate anybody to go to ALD.org and click Pennsylvania, of course, and search Fireworks. That's PHIREWORKZ. And you'll see Fireworks Philly team. You can get a chance to donate anything. I don't care what it is. And if you can't come out to walk with me and be a part of our team in person, you can sign up to do the walk virtually. So it's like a very cool feature on ALZ.org where you can walk virtually. Like, so that's even for people who may not be in the city. If you are here in Philly, I do want the support in person to come out. My Diva status is flying in all the way from Alabama to support. I'm so excited about that. I'm so excited about this whole entire month. It's going to be crazy. And also this Saturday, Philly Hot Radio, DMV Hot Radio presents a Night of Anarchy showcase. It's going to be amazing. I'm not sure which one is hosting the show, but it's going to be hosted by one of the hosts on Philly DMV Hot Radio. Talented artists will win a chance to get a trip to Cancun, money, of course, spin packages on Philly DMV Hot Radio, and featured in Social Therapy Magazine, which is an amazing, amazing magazine by my boy Dupree. So definitely big up to this whole entire weekend. It's going to be crazy. Okay. And make sure you guys follow my guests tonight. Like, it was a pleasure getting to know you guys. I see you on Instagram and stuff like that, and it was beyond my expectation. I thought y'all were going to be dry. I'll be honest. Most guys are dry. But y'all weren't.
That's what's up. I'm glad you felt that way. I know, right?
Yeah, no, I'm always, and it's not that, it's just that, like, I see you guys as, I didn't think you were going to be this bad, and then, like, you sitting there just, I would just say, like, dry is not so much a bad thing. I thought it was just going to be, like, a regular interview. Like, our interviews are never regular, but I thought it was going to be me
not
turning
fun.
Up and y'all not
especially
being turned
not
up with us. Y'all turned up right with us, and Miss Truth Teller, a.k.a. Tongue Roller.
I'm going to have to see that in person, too. I need to see that in person.
Nah, you see it in person, you're going to get naked. That's just all I'm saying.
Oh.
Well, you know, we got a couple of section off spots in the clubs right now.
Oh, hell no. I'm bringing condoms.
But anyway, wait.
Like, no.
But wait, y'all. I got an announcement to make.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. This Saturday at the Citizen Bank Park, I will be participating in the autism walk for
That's
my
Saturday?
Two sons. Yep.
What time does it start?
I don't even remember. It's all on my Facebook page. I have a page where I'm raising money.
Yeah.
Look, I've been raising money for the longest, and I'm still a zero.
Why are you putting on your Instagram?
Where are y'all? How long? Because
my phone is off, remember?
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Okay. Well, I'll make sure I get you guys that information. I didn't even know.
Yeah, I can put it on. I'll tag you on my Facebook tomorrow morning.
Yeah, tag me on Facebook. Tag me.
Yeah, I'll definitely
see. Team Tyro, Team Corey. For my
what were you
going to
say?
What?
Was that Smalls or Carson?
This is Smalls. Can you bring back up that virtual walk thing? Can you virtual walk that?
Oh, virtual walk. Oh, what, the autism?
You should have never said
virtual
walk. I'm a virtual
autism?
Walk. I'm a virtual.
I don't know. Like I said,
else.
I would tag Honest on my Facebook page.
Yeah,
and then
I'll
she can go ahead and tag
you.
Everybody else.
I'll get the information for you guys and see if y'all can virtually walk for autism. But I know for Alzheimer's, you can definitely do a virtual walk and join Fireworks Philly team. I mean, why not donate to both? You know, they're definitely both great causes. One definitely affects children, you know. But what is cool about autism, with proper research and therapy, you know, children, I've seen it in so many different stories. They are advancing and able to function.
Oh, yes.
Not normally, but they can, you know what I mean, get in and fit in with other children. And then you have Alzheimer's, which affects a lot of older people, but it affects a whole entire family because, like, for me, I would hate to forget everything, you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't even imagine it. So that's even why Alzheimer's means so much to me, because I would never want to forget. So, you know, as an artist, like, what would it be if I'm on a stage and all of a sudden I don't know any of my lyrics? Like, that's just a scary thought.
That would be horrible.
Yeah. Well, I do a lot of research on, like, you know, diseases and things like that. And, you know, since you brought up the two, you know, I go to naturalnews.com, and pretty much, you know, they actually have, like, certain stuff that's actually turning around Alzheimer's and what was the other one?
Autism.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, what is it, natural
what? Naturalnews.com.
Nice.
Autism, you know, is pretty much they were saying that there's a lot of mercury that's in children, and at that younger age, it's kind of hard for them to be able to process it and whatnot. Mercury is in, like, you know, a lot of our water that, you know, that we consume and whatnot, as well as fish. And pretty much, if you get the mercury out of your system, that's the biggest one, yeah, vaccine. Mercury is in that. So, you know, once you start to, you know, to purge mercury out your system, you know, you see the signs of autism, evaporate. And what was the other one? The other one was a study showed that, you know, an older woman was giving her husband a teaspoon of coconut oil every day. And I think she said, 30 days later, you know, he started showing signs of getting his mental state back. So, you know, that's just,
So big ups to, you know, I'll shout out East Eden. That's my catering company on where's that, 5600 Germantown Avenue. One of the researchers put me on with naturalnews.com. So, you know, if all else fails, you know, that's normally where I go to for my information on health.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm,
nice.
I'm on it. It's an amazing site. I see it's very informative, and it's a definitely needed because at the end of the day, we are from this earth, so why can't we find our cures here and in a natural way? Like, I don't even like to take, you know what I mean, like pills and stuff like that because of how unnatural those placebos and those dyes are, you know what I mean? Like, I find myself feeling so much better just by drinking some tea with some honey and cinnamon and ginger, you know what I mean? So I'm going to check that out. I'm going to pass that on. I appreciate you guys. Oh, they're impressing me. The millions.
Yeah, no problem.
Like, you
yeah.
So,
so everybody
so
is amazed because I've been a vegan for 2 years, so, you know, I haven't even touched meat. Yeah, so. You know, the, health, you know, is pretty much one of the things, you know, I take pride on. You know, I'm trying to live as long as possible. Even this morning on Instagram, I was asking people, you know, what's the two most important things in life, you know. And, you know, my answer was health and freedom, you know. So, you know, I was, you know, a couple of people said, you know, love, children, you know. Not to say that their answer is wrong, but, you know. You know, just me personally, you know, I figure, I think the number one thing you should take care of is yourself, you know. As long as you got yourself intact, then you can take care of others, you know, everything else will fall in line.
True.
Definitely.
I definitely agree
so
with
wait,
you.
So, wait, I got a comment for him.
Agree.
I got a comment for him, though. So, he said he's a vegan, right?
Right.
And I couldn't talk to him because I got too much meat on my bones anyway.
Oh, no. Oh, no. True Teller always goes there. I love it. But to give some final shout-outs before we close out this show, I really appreciate tonight's show was definitely about health in your area. And DJ Caution, and that's Caution with a K on Instagram. Not Caution 215, which like I thought it was. DJ Caution with a K, Smalls in your area, representing POS Management. Big ups to you guys. We're going to be supporting them at Club this Tuesday night for their Project X Halloween Bash. It's going to be a huge, huge, huge huge turnout. Go fuck me in the building. Who else is going to be there?
Oh, yeah. Damn, we didn't shout her out. Yeah, shout out Go Fuck Me. Make sure y'all follow her on Instagram, too. Go Fuck Me Now. F-U-K. Go Fuck Me Now.
How did y'all get
her
on the show again? Tell us that story again.
Hello? You want to know how we got Go?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh.
Yeah, for our listeners who just tuned in, you talking about
actually,
porn. Philly Shine Radio, love it.
I went to Club Onyx. That's another deal that I got on the table. I'm actually about to start there on a weekly basis. And I was introduced to Go at Club Onyx. And we basically came to the round table and sat down and made power moves together. She was impressed by, you know, what we were doing. We were definitely impressed by what she was doing. So we came together and made this happen.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That is vegan. So it was just like a match made in heaven or a match made in a porno.
It's a porno heaven match made in the strip club.
With twerking. Back up
twerking
up my eyes.
So much. Matter of fact, if you want to see twerking at its best, go to Go-Go's YouTube page. It's Go-Go Foo. Go-Go Foo, F-U, on YouTube and check out her promo video. That she shakes her ass longer than she talks. It's amazing. It's almost mesmerizing. It's phenomenal.
For men, probably. For men.
It's also like a tutorial for twerking. She does tricks and everything, so you can learn how to twerk properly, you know, without hurting yourself.
Because popping the kneecap and all that other stuff, I am
set
not
on
even
fire.
Cool.
I got to just say this one thing, right? One time I got drunk, I got on stage and I shook my ass and I found it on YouTube. I was pretty upset.
Oh, okay.
This time, if I come out.
Is it still up there?
Yeah.
Where can we find that at? Yeah.
Oh, hell no. What?
I'm just throwing out there, prepare to be upset if you shake your ass out at it. Because of Rob.
Like, I was too drunk. I was just so drunk. I got on stage. I think that's when Hadonis did her song.
Hadonis' song almost had me wanting to twerk, but I was so busy, I didn't join. Like, I was running around Mill Creek, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, when Hadonis says, that booty go up and down, that booty go around, like, they had to listen. So she wasn't alone. It was a bunch of twerking on the stage.
You got that song, DJ Koshin? I could find it. All right.
I'll make sure y'all get it.
yes, because we definitely need a recap.
But y'all want to see the video?
Yes, hell yeah.
Okay, it's at H-E-R, her, not Hadonis, it's Herdonis, at Mill Creek. H-E-R-D-O-N-I-S. At Mill Creek.
Herdonis at Mill Creek?
Yeah.
All right. I think I got a video to help me get to sleep later.
I'm looking at what it looks like. They didn't have my booty shaking in the background.
Yo, and that's the biggest.
I was going on a beat, though.
Shout out to everybody who called in tonight. I appreciate it, getting to know these guys. And this is just part one. Part two is going to feature DJ Caution DJing. I'm going to be over his shoulder watching him press the button so I can learn how to do it. You know what I'm saying? Representing DJ Squad, X Squad DJs, I need to learn a little something about pressing them buttons and scratching. You know what I mean? Because everybody, I'm ready to head out. I'm ready to head back out. Maybe I'll meet up with my girl. She certifies, and you guys. Hand me a phone. I will see you Thursday. Yes.
Real quick, I just wanted to shout out the rest of Assault Team Entertainment. You know, they get mad when we don't shout them out. My boy. Dan, you can follow his Instagram at RareBreed14 and Money_Man_Much. You know what I'm saying? Them two plus DJ Caution, they the reason why Thursday is possible, you know. And like I said, once again, shout out to Go Fuck Me, DJ Ant Lava, MR Bentley. Like, shout out to 5 and 10 Cent Drinks. You know, Thursday is going to be bananas.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's up. I'm all in. Thank you, Truth Teller, the Millions, She's Certified, Mimi, Lex, all the people listening, everybody online. Make sure y'all download the show. Tune in tomorrow, and I'm not promoting this show tomorrow. This is the only promotion I'm doing for Sammy Brooks Day when I talk to my little porn star girl who's trying to phone sex me. I don't know how she's going to do it. But I'll promote it later. I can't have anybody interrupting this. It's going to be private. But if you already hear the show, you can listen.
I don't know what we're going to do. I don't want to co-host.
I don't know.
Diva's supposed to be there to hold my hand, but I don't know where my diva status is right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, somebody got to be able to press the button when people call in. You're going to be occupied.
First of all, I'm going to leave to phone sex. I need a man, so I don't know what Sammy's doing. She's a porn star out of L.A. They do it way big over there, so... Whoop! I ain't scared though. You know I'm straight. I ain't scared. I'm straight.
She's scared.
You might not be after that phone call.
Yeah, I ain't never scared. I ain't ever scared, bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's all the promoting I was gonna do. I thought it was gonna be today because I did tell you guys that it was gonna be today, but. Sammy had a whole bunch of porn star stuff to do today, so it's not going to be on a regularly scheduled day, but I am going to have my Sammy Brooks day tomorrow. So everybody make sure y'all tune in. I'm not opening up nobody's mics, but y'all can definitely listen.
Mic.
Oh, yeah,
my mic.
You're not a bully.
You
damn,
don't.
You tell us.
Yeah,
I thought you said
I'm
you were
bully.
Just going to listen.
I'm being
tripolar right now. I'm gonna be tripolar tomorrow too. Hold up. But shout out to everybody listening in. You already know all I do is turn up. Follow your girl at Honest Fire, and that's PHIRE for Philly. It is what it is. Good night, fellas. Good night. Yeah, that too. Good night, Tony.